You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And this morning we got updates from a results perspective. We got a SENS release bright and early before market open from a company called Invicta Holdings. They gave us their full year set of numbers for the year ended 31 March 2024. I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, Stephen Joffe, to take a look at the company's performance and just unpack what's been happening throughout the year. Good evening, Stephen. Lovely to speak to you. Consistent performance from the company. Some might say a stable performance. Some might say a boring performance. But nonetheless, a strong performance in terms of all metrics. What do you make of the performance as a team?
Yeah, I think I hear what you say, stable. I hear what you say, boring. But at the end of the day, we made cash.
That's it.
And in this environment, if you make cash, that's not a bad year.
It's not a bad year at all. And being stable and boring and still upping your dividend by 5% means shareholders are still getting a return and the business continues to go well. It's better to be stable and boring, I suppose, in this time than to be volatile, unstable and unreliable from an investor point of view. So certainly nothing to complain about from that perspective. Something else that was up, Stephen, the share price or the net asset value per share increasing quite nicely. So those acquisitions coming through quite nicely, despite the fact that there were some disposals throughout the year. Do you want to take me through some of those?
Yeah, sure. So the net asset value increased 13%, and you know, it's reflective of the growth in earnings. It's reflective of the devaluation of currencies against some of our peer currencies where we have invested, and obviously the dividends would come off that amount. We've made quite a few investments over the past year. The first one being IMEX in the UK. It's an auto parts business. And for many years, we've been trying to get our agri business and parts sold in the UK. But we've been unable to find the right team. So we bought this business, which is really like a break-even business, but primarily for the team of people that are there. And we're currently introducing our parts, be it car and agri, into that business. And we look forward to much better results in the future.
Speaking of the results in the future, I mean, when we look at the share price, there's been a lot of sort of speculation around where the share price is going to go. The share price, pretty much since coming out of the COVID pandemic, has remained in a very sweet spot of around this 27 Rand, or this range bound between 25 and 30 Rand, kind of hasn't really gone above that. But at this time, as you mentioned, having cash comes in quite handy because 87 million Rand in buybacks means you understand the value of your share, even if other people don't.
No, look, I once worked for someone and he told me an interesting thing. You really want an expensive share price or you want a cheap share price? And, you know, that's when things can happen. So we've regarded our share price as cheap and we have been buying back shares in the company.
And Stephen, with that buyback has come a lot of decisions, obviously, around being able to unlock value, being able to continue paying shareholders that dividend and increasing shareholder value at the end of the day. I mean, that's gone up to the tune of 8% when we look at just the numbers on a comparative basis. But when we look at some of the nitty-gritties within the balance sheet, I had a quick look over at some of the lease liabilities and lease assets. Lease assets growing quite a bit and lease liabilities growing by a much smaller margin. That's obviously a good thing for the business going forward in terms of the amount of income and revenue that you're going to continue to be able to generate.
Yeah, so those are our big capital equipment machines that we lease to customers over a period of time. And we do take some gearing, which is a liability that you picked up. But as you say, these are things that were on your balance sheet for the next 3 odd years, and you'll benefit from that for that period. Whenever we do a lease agreement, it comes with a full service agreement as well, and those sort of revenue streams will continue.
Mm. Stephen, profits were flat for the year, down marginally. I mean, 1% here, there is really negligible considering the size of the business and the size of the revenue that was generated. I mean, revenues were up significantly, but even with profits remaining kind of flat and stable, the business doesn't have too much to be concerned about because there's a lot of cash to buy a lot of new things.
Yeah, but if I could just maybe speak about the profits for the year being flat.
Mm.
Last year, we recognized the deferred tax asset because of making a profit for the first time in a long time in one of our group companies. And that deferred tax asset was 40 million rand.
Mm.
So included in profit last year was 40 million rand, which was really a journal entry. So this year we actually made 40 million rand more than last year because we didn't have the journal entry to make again.
Mm.
And that's why we actually presented an earnings figure called sustainable earnings, which is up 5% year on year.
Absolutely, and I see that, and that's what makes all the difference, right? That's the conversation that we have here, is a lot of the SENS announcements with people not having a look at some of the historical figures might not understand that last year was 40 million rand different from this year, and even then, the business was still stable, the business was still able to continue on its metrics. Stephen, where to from here? I mean, we've gone through a couple of acquisitions, there's been a couple of disposals, and the firm's strategy is very, very clear around what types of businesses you buy, when you buy the businesses, and sort of how long you hold on to them in line with your overall strategy. Do you have anything that you're eyeing in the upcoming year, or is it just sit back, wait for the right opportunity at the right price?
So we've had a busy start to the year. We've made an acquisition in the UK. We've sold one of our businesses to our joint venture, Q&N, in Singapore. And we've redeemed all our listed prefs. So we really have been quite busy from a corporate point of view. The one thing I have to say regarding the timing of acquisitions, the type of businesses we often buy are owner-managed businesses where the owner is at a point of retiring. And at that point, either they sell the business or they give it to their children. And if we miss it at that point, we have to wait like 20 years to have another go at the asset. So typically, when those situations come up, we're interested.
And if those situations don't come up often enough, it's rather to sit there and be patient about it, because at the end of the day, that's what makes a better business decision, rather than jumping at every opportunity and then trying to figure out why you have too many things on the balance sheet that don't make sense. Stephen, before I let you go, I want to just reflect on obviously the position that the company finds itself in at the moment with everything that's been happening. You have both a local and a global presence. There's been a lot of movements locally and globally. Are there any standout areas where you might be seeing opportunities to diversify the business, or potential threats that you say we want to stay away from these sort of sectors, or stay away from things that don't line up with our core strategy?
Well, let me start with that. We also operate quite diverse businesses in many different countries. So I think the two conflicts in the world is something you've got to keep your eye on. We hope those don't spiral out of control in any material fashion. The election in America and the trade war with China is something that we have to keep an eye on. We run a factory or factories in China which do supply America, and we have opened up a factory in Japan to try to deal with that risk. But clearly the tariffs that Mr. Trump, if he does win the election, may impose on Chinese goods is something that we have to keep an eye on. Having said all that, the biggest tailwinds might come from interest rates, and it seems that the next movement will be down throughout the world, and that's going to be good for us in all the markets that we operate. In South Africa, specifically here, we're very pleased that the lights are on. I mean, that makes a huge difference when you're running industrial business. And we're very hopeful about this GNU, and we just think that this is an opportunity to really bring some growth into our mining, our industrial, and our construction sectors.
A CEO that's as optimistic as his board chair. We'll leave it at that. Stephen, lovely to speak to you. Stephen Joffe, CEO of Invicta Holdings, joining me to reflect on the company's year-end performances as well as how they feel going into the new year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.